Asko Wakwasin. Asko Wakwasin. This is the native greeting of the Algonquian people who were here in the beginning.
Will you say it with us now? Ready?
Asko Wakwasin.
Oh, we have to try it again. Ready?
Asko Wakwasin. Yeah. Welcome. Welcome to this special service of celebration and exploration of history and aspiration of a sound system that is finally too loud in this sacred space. A lot of us have heard a lot about the original Thanksgiving over at the Plymouth Bay Colony. Please raise your hand if you have heard something about the original. Might have been true, might not have been true, but you've heard something. So, yeah, practically all of us. That's about an hour's drive from here now. It used to be much further away. You may know that the traditional legend doesn't really tell the whole story about the relationship between the Wampanoag people, who were one of the Algonquian nations that lived here, and the pilgrims. But there is more to know than just that story. Things happened here also, way back then. Here in Rhode Island, we have our own Thanksgiving story. So we don't need to just listen to the Plymouth Bay Colony story. We can pay attention to our own.
And that's the story we're going to explore today together. We have stories to learn, wonderful music to hear and to share, worship to create together, thanks to give, and thanksgiving to prepare ourselves for. So here we all are, together, kids and grown-ups, teens and elders, as we get ready for this holiday and for the holiday season that follows.
We're supposed to say this together, but we didn't practice. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Gathered together in this day we have been given, may we make the most of it, starting now, together.
For more than 5,000 years, the Algonquian native peoples in this region, the Wampanoag to the east, Mohegan and Pico to the west and south, Narragansett right here, Nipmuc, just north of here, for more than 5,000 years they lived here and moved within the cycles of the year. In the spring, they lived near waterways and coastal areas in circular wigwams or houses. They harvested fish and shellfish, ducks and geese, cleared woods with fire to create meadows for deer and fields for maize, beans, and squash. In the fall, they laid in store acorns, hickory, and chestnuts, gathered where the salmon were running to fish, hold games, and settle disputes before heading inland. In winter, they lived inland in longhouses, in sheltered valleys, relying on stored food and hunting.
Their lives were balanced with nature, but sometimes also hard on each other. They were culturally rich and challenging lives. The tribes competed together, and they shared an overarching Algonquian culture, language, and faith, and they sometimes warred with each other over territory or power. They believed in gods for everything. They had a fire god. They had a house god. They had the moon god and the sea. Many, many gods everywhere, in everything, in all parts of the world that we live in. And the people who honored these gods, what did they look like? They were tall and healthy and graceful. Their complexions were many colors, from light to tawny. They loved copper much more than gold, and they loved generosity much more than ownership.
We have learned and adopted some of their words for places and people. You probably know or use some of them, maybe without even knowing it. Has anyone here ever been to the Small Point coffee shop downtown? Well, Narragansett, which was really pronounced Nanhiganook, means people of the Small Point. Small Point was the name for a small pond near here. Niantic, another tribe from this area. Massasoit, he was a sachem or sachem leader near what we know as Boston in the early 1600s. Canonicus and Miatonomi, the sachem was right here in the early 1600s, but mostly we don't know their words.
We don't know most of their words, and so you may or may not know one of their most beautiful, I think, one of their most beautiful, most important words, which is Manitou. Can you say that with me? Manitou. It's much easier, right, than Asko Wakwasid. Say it again. Manitou. That's an important word. Manitou is the Algonquian word for an overarching sacred force. It's not one god. It's not the name of God. It's not even the name of many gods, but it's a sense of divinity, of sacredness that is in everything, everywhere. All things are within Manitou. All things are within Manitou, and within Manitou, everything is holy.